Hey, Branges, it's Colin, and we are nearing the end of chapter 14 of Mark. We have one more little bit of it tomorrow, but today we see Jesus before the high priest. It's Monday, March 25th. This is the first day of Holy Week, the first day of the week when we make our way to Good Friday for the crucifixion and on Resurrection Sunday on Sunday. And this week, as we walk through this story, making our way to the end of Mark's gospel, I just want to raise some questions for us to reflect on, looking back on everything that we've read. Again, answering that major question, who is Jesus? Who is he in Mark? Who has he been through history? And maybe more importantly for all of us, who is he for us individually? Who is he for us in our spiritual lives? Who is he and what, honestly, can he do for us? Not in a bellboy sort of way, but is he worth following? Can he add transformation to my life? Is it something worth adding to my life? Is there some piece that I'm missing that is more exciting than I've been led to believe so far? Why should we follow this person? And what does he say about himself? So we read the story today from the 14th chapter of Mark, starting in verse 53, Jesus before the high priest. It says this: "They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes were assembled. Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the guards, warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many gave false testimony against him, and their testimony did not agree. Some stood up and gave false testimony against him, saying, 'We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands.' But even on this point their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, 'Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?' But he was silent and did not answer. Again the high priest asked him, 'Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?' Jesus said, 'I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven.' Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, 'Why do we still need witnesses? You've heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?' All of them condemned him as deserving death. Some began to spit on him, to blindfold him, and to strike him, saying to him, 'Prophesy.' The guards also took him over and beat him." Jesus finds himself in this dramatic courtroom scene, and I love this detail that Peter had followed him at a distance. Just briefly, I kind of resonate with that sometimes. Like, I want to follow Jesus, but I want to follow him from a little further away, and that's how we see Peter. He wants to know what happens. He kind of wants to be informed of what's going on, but he doesn't want to be up close and personal with it. I love, too, the kind of comedic moment. If you've watched a courtroom drama or like any sort of comedic courtroom scene before, it kind of plays out like that. Like, it seems like the case is just not solid at all. There's holes all in it, and they keep kind of giving these testimonies that don't really line up. The details aren't right. One person says one thing about Jesus, another person says another thing, and the religious authority, the chief priest, is like, "Look, do we really have anything?" But he confronts Jesus and he's like, "Do you not have an answer to any of this? Like, can't you kind of stand up for yourself and say, listen to these contradictions?" But Jesus is silent. There's a submission piece to this, and it also echoes a prophecy from Isaiah that he was silent before his shearers, this sheep was. He was silent and did not answer. Jesus, though he grieved in prayer over this, he decides to be silent in submission to what's going to happen. He's like, "Okay, I am drinking this cup. This hour will not pass from me. I'm grieved about it, but this is God's will for me to go through this," I guess. That's in one way that you can read it. But we also see Jesus say straight up in response to this question, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Now, aside from all the false testimony, aside from all the contradictions, aside from all the things they cannot agree on to charge Jesus with, they at least have him on this. He says he is the Son of God, and that he attributes to himself these prophecies from Daniel of the Son of Man coming in power. That Jesus attributes to himself the one that God is going to send to deliver all people. Jesus says this about himself. And the high priest, his response is very classic response. He tears his clothes. He's like, "I can't stand this. This is blasphemy. This goes against everything we teach and believe, that this man says that he's the Messiah, that he's the one that's going to come deliver us." And that's where we kind of get Jesus charged. Not the false testimony said about him, but on blasphemy. They turn him over to be beaten. He's going to be put to death. He deserves death for saying this about himself and in turn saying this blasphemous thing about God, that this kind of itinerant homeless prophet is the Son of Man, is the Son of the Blessed One, is the Messiah. There's a classic formula from C.S. Lewis about how we need to determine who Jesus is. You already heard me say from C.S. Lewis that Christianity cannot be mildly important. It's either the most important thing or it is unimportant totally. But here I want to raise the question he asks about Jesus. Is Jesus liar, lunatic, or Lord? I was skeptical and cynical about this formula when I first read it. I kind of questioned, are there more than these options? Are there more nuanced options? And maybe there are, but let's really simplify it. Then when we come to the story of Jesus and him claiming these things about himself, there are three options. He's either a liar, that is, he said these things about himself and he knew them to be untrue. He knew them to be lies, that he said these things about himself and he knew that they weren't true. He said them for whatever reason to gain power or influence or whatever else, even though it led to his crucifixion, Jesus lied. Or he's a lunatic. That is, Jesus truly believed these things about himself, but he was just crazy. We actually see people say this about Jesus in the Gospels. Like, are you nuts? You can't be doing this and saying these things. So he was either a liar, or he was lunatic, or the third option, and this is the option that I take, Jesus is Lord. The earliest creed of the church, Jesus is Lord. That he actually did believe these things about himself, and they turned out to be true. I want to hear from you, actually. Are there more options than that? Do you think he's a liar or a lunatic, or do you think he's Lord? How do you come to that conclusion? How and should you convince other people to come to that conclusion? And if we were to kind of wrestle with it some more, could there be another option? Is Jesus more than that, or something other than that? And how do we understand who Jesus is when he says these things about himself? Again, I have the bias, I have the position to say Jesus is Lord. And if we begin with that understanding of who he is, it changes how we read the rest of the story, and it changes how we end up feeling, experiencing, seeing the other side of this Friday and this Sunday. Is he a liar? Is he a lunatic? Or a Lord? Reflect on that question. But in the meantime, thanks for listening.